See, we look at God as an individual. Whereas God is the source, the totality. If there is good and there is evil, does it mean that the good has come from God and the evil has come from the devil? Because if that is so, then who created God and who created the devil? So Advaita, which means not two, means all there is the source. And the design of life, the basic structure and matrix of life, is duality. Now, supposing we all were born with one hand coming out from the middle of our chest, is there any question of a left hand and a right hand? So the design of life is interconnected opposites. Left and right, up and down, front and back, black and white, pleasure and pain. That is the nature of manifestation. Interconnected opposites of every conceivable kind. But what happens is, we say, how could God be so cruel? How could He create handicapped children? What harm have they done? And God would ask, but then why don't you ask me why I created healthy children? Yet, we all feel that, yes, how can God create terrorism, murders, brutality? Because in some instances, the ego with its sense of doership has got completely disconnected from the source. That is why these happen. Our nature is love. we do not have to do anything to be loving. Now, as we all know, in the kitchen, it is the same electricity which is functioning through all the gadgets. The microwave, the toaster, the juicer, whatever you name it. Each gadget designed to produce precisely what it is supposed to produce, because the toaster cannot make juice. Now, what animates these gadgets is electricity. Without electricity, they are dead objects in the kitchen. It is the same electricity functioning through all the gadgets. Each gadget designed to produce what it is producing. Now, with this understanding that it is the same consciousness functioning through all of us, if one lived that understanding, can one harm another? Can electricity harm electricity? Can consciousness harm consciousness? Therefore, as the masters say, the nature of consciousness is love. By nature, your being itself, the I am, the pure sense of presence and being, is love. Because in that pure sense and presence of being, everything is accepted. And that is what is recognized in the other. The vision has shifted from individuals and our judgments of them to a witnessing that everyone is designed by the same source. Everyone, just like me, has had a bombardment of conditioning from the time they were born. What their parents told them, how their siblings treated them, whether they were bullied in school or not, which religion they belonged to. Everyone has received different sets of conditioning like I have. So if I find flaws in others, it is proof that I too have my own flaws. Because we are precisely the way we have been made. When this understanding is lived, one develops an even vision. The labeling stops, the judgments stop, the arguments stop. Opinions of how others should be drop away. Wanting to change others drops away. Now, isn't this love? Or is love only for a select few who are close to me? Doesn't the sage accept each and every person who comes to him the way they are, precisely the way God created them? Because the sage is not seeing them as individuals. Now, even the terrorist cannot not love. Because what is love? What are you trying to protect? Your sense of being. You are trying to protect your sense of being. I am, I exist, I must protect it. That is also coming out of love only. What has happened is it has got projected onto the other when the other is perceived as a threat to me, to my existence. That is when the ego with a sense of doership has kicked in. But everything begins and ends with love. The motive is love. That is why Nisargadatta Maharaj says, I don't want you to love anyone. Just don't harm anyone. Not simple. Because we tend to harm by words, by thoughts. Because of fear. And this is what the spiritual journey is about. Unraveling this. Allowing the light to shine. There is nothing to be acquired. But what has been encrusted, overlaid through years of conditioning, of separation, of ill will, jealousy, envy, hatred, malice, blame, condemnation of others and myself, that encrusted conditioning with this understanding starts dropping away.